Good morning.
Good morning.
Can we open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 34? Psalms, chapter 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him, and delivered them. O taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord. Yea, his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Amen.
Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart, and saveth such as be and contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen.
Amen.
Let us, yes, O Lord God, truly, O God, there is no lack of good thing to those who fear you, and blessed are those who trust in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with a thankful heart in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for endless love that you gave to us to fear you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the lives you entrusted to us to enter the narrow gate and continue to walk and go into the narrow way that you ordained for us to go through. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for our answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you. And we exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce the spirit of stubbornness, greediness, love of money, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, and anger. We commit once again into your hand to please you and honor you in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you and rely on you that we ask you, obey you, and honor you in our lives, in doing what you want us to do. Then you will fulfill your promises to us and prove that your word is true In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine to others, will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray, Lord, to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to execute your plan and will to their families. We pray, Lord, for good health, strength, a stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husband, to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray, Lord, for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them, so they will prosper and live a long life, for this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our job as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly master to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in character and for the people will see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the men who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify your God, our Father in heaven. We pray that through our lives, Lord, will teach people around us to be honest, diligent, to work hard, to obey, and to be submissive to our earthly master. Lord, we pray for salvation of all those peoples around us in our working places in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in the trials and they're passing through in their lives. Lord, reveal to them the things that they need to do. Lord, help them to obey you more, to serve you more, and to do their parts unto you so that you will help them by taking them out from the troubles that they are passing through. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places to be saved. Lord, we ask you to be with us in every preaching of your word to them. Lord, put in our mouth the tactful way from your word to evangelize, to teach, and to admonish them. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and to obey your word that we are given to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that he will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and the communication needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey their rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, put always in their heart to fear you and to rely only on you in every circumstance, knowing you will hear them once they seek you. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourselves to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you called your church to do and to serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church continue to be the light to this world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us a humble heart to obey you and follow you more and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we sing. Bless our giving and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, speak to us through your word that we may apply in our lives, that our lives will be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord, sing praises unto him.
Great day that the Lord has made. This is Thank you, Father God, for this great day that you have given to us again to gather together to worship you in spirit and in truth. Truly, Lord God, it's a great day for us, for we know it is your day. We bless your name, O Lord. May you be magnified in everything that we do, in everything that we say, in everything that you have given to us, O Lord God. We have nothing, but we offer them all to you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you've been with us. You've been with me. You never forsake me. You've been my father. You've been my provider. You've been caring for me as a father. Oh Lord, we pray, Father, that each one of us, oh Lord, today will realize that you are our Father who have given us everything, even your very love and your care, oh Lord, even giving your only Son to die for us.
Together, worthy, all together.
But we believe that everything will work together for good,
yes,
to those who love you and to those whom you have called according to your purpose. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Let us now bring our tithes in offering and first fruit to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Yes, O Lord God, to honor you is to obey you. We come before you with the gratitude, thanking for all the blessing you bestow upon us, and as we bring our tithes, offering, and first fruit unto your storehouse, may our barns with plenty and our vessels will lack nothing. Lord, use it for the furtherance of your purpose and for the benefits of those in need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, entitled The Fear of God, Part 15. Psalms 50, Judgment Starts in the House of God. The Fear of God, Part 15. Psalms 50, Judgment Starts in the House of God. Open your Bibles in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verses 1 to 23. Psalms chapter 50, verses 1 to 23, and I'm reading in King James Version. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Saying, thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consented with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I keep silence. Thou toughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this. Ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. We thank you, O Lord God, for the reading of your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, help us to become obedient to your commands and laws. Lord, give us wisdom to understand your ways in our lives, O God. Lord, as I read your message today, O God, anoint my lips, Lord. Lord, thank you. Your name be lifted up and adored. In Jesus' name, amen. God is the creator of heavens and earth. He is the God of our salvation, who sent his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to save us from sin and death. And he is the judge of the whole earth, who keep continually judging the world and preparing it for the final judgment when Christ would come and take us with all his saints, when he will hand over the kingdom to God. Psalms chapter 50, verse 1, the mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. God here is calling the whole world, and he is holding a court. He is calling every mankind. There is no one born on earth, and God failed to call him and give him chance to be saved. Therefore, now God is calling you to give your life to him and to believe in Jesus, to receive him in your heart and allow him to be the Lord over your life and start to follow him. Psalms chapter 50, verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. God, before the coming of Christ, was dwelling on earth by his Spirit in Zion, where his people were located. But after the coming of Christ, and even at this time, God, the Holy Spirit, dwells with his people, the church, those who responded to his call, who came out of the world and started to live in holiness, serving him. Verse 3, Psalms 50, verse 3, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous run about him. God would always manifest himself to the people. He introduces himself and intervenes in their lives. He is continually speaking and declaring his word and his will in various ways. He shows himself and makes his people fear him and tremble at his presence. He manifested himself with a dramatic manner. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be a very tempestuous run about him. Earthquakes, winds, volcanoes, floods, war, calamities, pandemics, etc., are all painful events and tragedies God will do in order to attract the attention of the people and to make them aware about God's presence around them and make them realize that he is observing and monitoring everything. Verse 4, Psalms chapter 50, verse 4, he shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, and he may judge his people. God calls the heavens to witness and to execute judgment on his people. God first to judge is his people and to deal with them in a proper way. He will reward those who do good to uphold them to continue to do his will, as well as he will chastise those who do evil to restrain them and to lead them to repentance. Amen. Some believers, they say, why God is punishing me for my sins? But there are many non-believers who do worse, but God is not punishing them for their wrongdoings. The reason behind that, because God judges first his people, but ultimately he will also judge the rest of the people, as we read here. First Peter chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. First Peter chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Verse 5, Psalms chapter 50, verse 5, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. God here is calling his saints and to those who consecrated their lives to him, those who made a covenant with God to live for him and to do his will. God is calling his saints to be with him in executing judgment against sin and against those who do wicked things. Amen. Paul said to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 2 to 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 2 to 4. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgment of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are less esteemed in the church. The Church of God is commissioned by God to deal with sin and with those who do evil in spite of their commitment to Christ. Psalms chapter 50, verse 6. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. In this court setup, the heavens are called and the saints are called to declare the righteousness of God. God in this court himself is the judge who will work out to let every decision and judgment would come out from him. Psalms 50, verse 7, Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. The people that God called his people, he is now starting to judge them by confronting them with their sins. God continually will speak and testify and point out the sins that his people are doing in order to be dealt with properly and timely according to his will. He is doing that to lead his people into repentance. When God is saying, I am God, even thy God, it seems that his people had forgotten his sovereignty over their lives. He is now imparting unto them the fear of God, so they will be moving toward repentance. Put in your mind that even if you have a ministry and serving God, but God is above you, and he cannot tolerate the sin that you are doing. Therefore, you need to repent from such sins so God will be pleased with you and bless your service and ministry. Psalms chapter 50, verse 8, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. God is rebuking his people not because he wants offering and sacrifices from them. One of the sins that God will judge his people with is when they think that God cannot manage without them. Other sin that God will judge his people are when they think that what they give can cover their sins. Pride and self-righteousness is what God is dealing with those who committed their lives for him. In certain times, giving an offering is just a way to clear conscience and used to cover up certain sins or to compensate what they ought to do but had failed God in achieving what he had asked them to do. So here, God is reminding you that the sin you are doing, you need to repent of it, and it cannot be covered or got compensated with the material things that you are giving. Verse 9, Psalms 50, verse 9, I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy fold. The Lord here is reminding his people that all what they have had come from him. All what you have had come from him, and you cannot boast about that. He is confirming that he is not interested of what his people have and what he has given them. Verse 10, For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. He is declaring here that all the animals in the forest and the cattle in the hills are belong to him. God is not after what you have, but God is after you and how you live your life unto him.
Amen.
Psalms 50, verse 11, I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. Everything is God's, and is under God's knowledge and his supervision, as if God's people had forgotten that God is all-knowing God and nothing is hidden from under his sight. God is reminding you here that he is all-knowing God. He is almighty and omnipresent. So be careful, repent, amend your ways, and fear him. Psalms 50 verse 12, if I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. God is not waiting for you to manage the affairs of the world or to satisfy his needs. Everything is under him and he will do what he wants. If you will not be responding to God's call and humble yourself and fear him, God is ready to replace you with others who are willing to serve him and please him. Psalms 50 verse 13, will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? God here is speaking in a journey with his people. God's people, because of pride and self-righteousness, would think that they are doing favor to God when they are serving him. Many people, they think that they are better than others because they believe in Christ. But if they are not obedient to Christ's word and his will to them, then their faith is of no avail to them. God will neither eat the flesh of bulls nor drink the blood of goats, nor will be pleased with your sacrifices, your giving and ministries, if they are not accompanied by obedience. Psalms 50 verse 14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. First, you need to be grateful to God. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Count your blessings and thank him for all his goodness toward you. When the people of God are hardened in heart due to sin, they will start to be ungrateful to God. They will be grumbling and complaining along the way. With such attitude, they will start to think that God is not doing good for them, to them, or he is unfair to them. And they will gradually start to move away from him and away from serving him. Therefore, God was telling his people, pay thy vows unto the Most High. You need to fulfill your vows to God, what you had committed yourself to do, that you need to do. Put in your mind that obedience is better than sacrifice. Psalms 50 verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. When pride is there, the people of God will not be willing to humble down before God and cry to him in the time of their distress. Not because he is far away from them, but they are far away from him. Humility, repentance, and returning back to God and fully dependence on him will bring glory and honor to God and will bring blessings into your life. That is how God judges his people. In loving them, he gives them an opportunity to repent and to come back to him. Humble yourself now in the mighty hand of God. Call him now to save you from the trouble that you are passing through. Cry out to God to save you from your troubles. Lord, I cried out to you, save me and deliver me out from this problem. Lord, I thank you and glorify you for your saving power in my life and in the life of your church and your people. Psalms chapter 50 verse 16, But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in my mouth? Those who are not willing to repent and amend their ways, God is confronting them that they don't have the right to use his name and call themselves the people of God. Even they don't have the right to declare his word as long as they are in sin. Those people of God who do wickedness, they should not even pray to God. Only when they confess their sins to God and repent, then their prayers will be heard and attended by God, and they can declare his word to the world around them. God in such is fair and righteous, as you read the following, Psalms 50:17, saying, thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee. If the people of God do not obey God's word and take his instructions, then they do not love God, and exactly, they are throwing his word behind their back. Therefore, it is fair that God is prohibiting them to declare his covenant with him, not allowing them to pray to him, and not to declare his word to others until they will repent. God's word explains further about that and asks the following. Verse 18, Psalms 50:18. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. What a bad testimony you have when you agree and condone or cover up those who steal and take part with those who do adultery. The people of God should not get involved, nor promote, nor encourage sins and wrong practices with the people of God. You should do all what you can to refrain from sin and to work out with God to cleanse God's church and God's people from all the sinful practices. Psalms 50, verse 19 to 20, thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue prayeth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. The tongue is connected to the heart and mind. Those who are worldly with non-renewed mind and are focused on their flesh desire, they will speak evil things and will tell lies to attack their brethren who delight to do the will of God and who live according to God's word and his commands. God wants you to repent of telling lies and speak evil against your brothers who are living a godly life. Verse 21, Psalms 50, verse 21, these things hast thou done, and I keep silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. When the people of God do wickedness and God remains silent, that does not mean that he is agreeing with them and supporting them, or he is the kind of God accepting his people doing evil. When God is silent while you do wrong and break his word and commands, that does not mean God is supporting you. The people of God took God for granted when they are silent in dealing with sins inside their families and the church. They are even thinking God is like them, being insensitive to sins and trespasses. What is going in the life of the people of God when God is delaying his judgment? They are thinking that such sins are acceptable to God, but that is not correct. Amen. And put this in your mind, that sooner or later God will judge your sin and pay your evil. Therefore, live in line and in agreement with God's word and instructions, putting in your mind that God will sure judge his people.
Amen.
Psalms 50:22, now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Those who are taking God for granted in such a way that we describe in the previous verse, the thing is acceptable to God, the sin that they are doing, they are, in conclusion, had forgotten God. They had forgotten who is God and what his role in their lives. As a consequence of that, they will be judged by God and he will repay them in full. This is a timely warning message.
Amen.
Therefore, fear God, repent urgently, and amend your ways immediately. Otherwise, God's judgment is on the way, reaching you. My dear and beloved, Psalms 50:23, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. The people of God should be grateful to him, remembering all the good things that he gave to them. Their gratefulness to God will be shown by their keen repentance and living a blameless life in the order of God's commands and word. It is a high time for you to repent and amend your ways and cleanse your heart and mind from sins, as pride, self-righteousness, ungratefulness, hypocrisy, stealing, immoralities, etc. Be grateful to God, count your blessings and all what you had received from him, and be thankful to him. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that brought clarity into my life. Lord, thank you for your goodness, for all what I had received from you. Thank you, Lord, all what I have had come from you. Repent and renounce your sins. Renounce your pride and your self-righteousness. Renounce the sins of stealing, gossiping, boasting, and your ungratefulness towards God. Renounce all your grumbling and complaining against God. Renounce your immoralities of all kinds. Renounce your wrong motive and your wrong understanding in ministry. Renounce doing your own will and not the plan of God for you. Lord, forgive me. I renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself not to take you for granted, and I will live and lead a blameless life in accordance to your word. Lord, I commit myself to get rid of the following sinful practices. Lord, I commit myself to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, perseverance, and long-suffering, that people shall see Jesus in my life. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented and come back to you. Lord, uphold them with your grace and restore them back to you. Listen to their prayers and cry as they repented for their sins and amended their ways. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs so they will continue to live their lives unto you. Lord, bless us as your church and uphold us with your grace and mercy so that we will continue to serve you. Lord, we commit our lives to you to cleanse ourselves and our families and your church from the sins that we had encountered in this message. Lord, we commit ourselves to stand firm to deal with the sinfulness practices, to correct your people and to rebuke and deal with those who persist in their sins. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and serve you. To evangelize, to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus, and to make new disciples, and train new workers, to plant new Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, wow.